Varian.
Hanukkah's a time, Lahodos or Lahalil. It's not hard sitting in this beautiful space the yeshiva has created for us to connect to Etz Mayom, to the holiness of Hanukkah. It's not hard here to say thank you. Sometimes we take things for granted. Very special Hakar Satov to Rav Boaz, the whole Hanhala, the administration of the yeshiva, for creating this opportunity, for enabling this opportunity, for giving me this chus to leave the house right at the bath time in bed, to be able to come and draw a little inspiration together here. Hanukkah is a yontif that really comes about because of the amazing mesiras nefesh of a Jewish woman. So it's a very special way to honor the memory of Rav Boaz's mother tonight at this Isvadas. And I feel very privileged to have a small part in it. Shamashav and Aliyah. All of us should be worthy of this incredible opportunity. It's hard to even just a few minutes sitting here, it's hard to even remember that there's a world outside. And that there's a wild world outside. There's a world of chaos. There's a world of screens and distraction, and kfira, and politics, and hak, and sports. For some of us, tirdas aparnasa, thinking about money, thinking about jobs, and future, and trajectory, and college. Because this is so, we're so inoculated. And sitting here feels so safe and separate from that, so distant. There was a time that the world got so crazy that Ribbono Shel Olam had no choice, so to speak, but to destroy the whole world, to start again from scratch. And the earth's core opened up, boiling water came from below, and a deluge of rain came from above. And for 40 days and 40 nights, Kodesh Baruch Hu hit the reset button on all of creation. And the Mabul, the flood, just washed it all away. V'timaleh ha'aretz chamas, the world was upside down. And Ribbono Shel Olam gave the world a fresh start. Rashi tells us that flood, that Mabul, began on the 17th of Cheshvan. And it was 40 days later, that the Yonah, the dove, came back to the Teva with Alei Zayit, with olive branch. 40 days after the beginning of the flood is this week. It's tomorrow. Chaf Zayin Kislev. Specifically on Hanukkah. The Zohar Chadash says that olive branch is a remez, is a little bit of an allusion to the Nes Chanukah that would unfold generations, generations, generations later. The miracle, the catalyst would be this Pach Shemen, whose light we're sitting by and enjoying right now. Noach Matzachain Be'enei Havaya. Noach Matzachain Be'enei Hashem. Noach the Tzadik found grace, favor in the eyes of Hashem. Hanukkah is drawing from that grace, from that chen. We're sitting here by the Neiros Hanukkah, basking in the glow of that chen. It's not hard to imagine what it was like in that ark, sitting here. Just consider what was happening outside, the flood, the chaos, the busyness, the world, the street, the shuk. Coming and going, buying and selling. People running around. The koshi, remembering that there's Ribbono Shel Olam. And in here, inside of this teva, inside of this ark, it's peaceful, it's serene. We're basking in the light. Where did the light come from in Teivas Noach? What was the Teurah? Rashi points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, Tzohar ta'aseh l'teiva, illuminate the Teiva. And Rashi points out that there are two possibilities through which the Teiva, that ark, became illuminated. First opinion in Rashi is, there was some kind of a chalon, a window, a skylight, a window. And the second possibility that Rashi presents is that there was some type of, what? Right, a stone, an illuminated stone, Evan Yekar, a precious stone that refracted light, that gave off light from the inside of the ark. And Rav Nosson explains in Lekutei Halachos that really these two sources or these two possibilities for drawing light into the Teva, for illuminating that ark, represent two ways of accessing truth. A chalon, a window, allows light in from the outside. If we hear an idea, if we see something, if we experience something, we read something, we encounter something. From the outside in, one can access truth, inspiration, growth, illumination. That's the chalon. But the hanhaga, the pathway, or the aspect of Rashi's second understanding, or second suggestion, that there's an Evan Yikara, there's a precious stone that illuminates from the inside out, a truth that lies within, where change or growth, inspiration, development, illumination, something that comes milatata, from below to above, from the inside out. So hartasa lateva. The main thing is for the ark to be illuminated. Now it's interesting, of all the different parts of Chumash where the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh shares his teachings about tefillah, it's actually called an Omer HaTefillah, one could surmise that the Baal Shem Tov's assortment of teachings on tefillah would be, I mean, any number of places in Torah. Think about some of the most important tefillos. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Avram Avinu, begging God on behalf of the Rashaim in Sodom. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yud Gimel Midos, by the Chayta Egel. Or maybe in Vet Chanan, when Moshe is davening 515 times to come into Eretz HaKodesh. And yet, the Omer HaTefillah, the core teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh on prayer, are found based on the pasuk Tzohar ta'aseh l'teva, illuminate the ark. Because teva doesn't only mean ark, but teva, like we have, you know, roshei tevos, teva also means words. To shine light into our words, to make our words illuminate. And the highest form of speech is when it's expressed in prayer. And when prayer is expressed as song, it's even greater. And we're called upon to shine light into those words, to make our tefillah shine. Like we're sitting tonight and singing, to make those words shine, sparkle with light, to illuminate. The main thing is Tzohar ta'aseh l'teva. The main thing is to illuminate. The Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, points out that there are two stages to this mitzvah on Chanukah that we're engaged in. The first stage, is called Ner Ish Ubeiso, is the obligation of every person to light up their home. My obligation to light up my home. Mahadrin min Mahadrin for Ashkenazim is that every single member of the house is lighting their own menorah. Or Lepachot, every home is shining forth a light. Second stage of the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Laniach al Pesach Beisal Mibachutz. After I fulfilled the first stage of Ner Ishu Beito, there's the next step of shining outward, paying it forward, of illuminating the public sphere. There's the lighting of Rishus HaYachid, and then there's the illumination of the Rishus HaRabin. The Rishus HaYachid relates to one's inner world, what's happening inside of me. The Rishus HaRabin, L'haniach al Pesach HaBayis, B'chutz, relates to the way I interact with the world outside of me. Tonight, sitting in this beautiful ark, sitting by the glow of the menorah, it's not hard to imagine the Evan Yikara, that precious stone, shining light from the inside out. Tonight is a night for us to power up, to charge ourselves, to draw kochos from these lights, to be uplifted, to be illuminated from the inside out. There'll be plenty of opportunities in our life to go out there, ibriker in the veld, and turn over the world, to be lamplighters, to open up the window and shine outward. Tonight, Tzohar Tasa Lateva, it's inside out, it's Rishus HaYachid. There's a custom to say, teaching to say words from Rabbi Nachman on Hanukkah, something from Lakutei Moharan. Anna, Chevra have the custom to say something from Moharan. Moharan are the same letters as Menorah. The light of the tzaddik that shines into the world. Lakutei Moharan, Rabbi Nachman explains, Tzohar Tasa Lateva, the greatest illumination of words, the ultimate expression of bringing light into one's words, of pushing away darkness, of illuminating, of creating a space to protect us, to shield us from the chaos, from the kfira, from the flood of the world around us, is by saying a true word, a real world, real word, a dibur shel emes, between a person and Hashem. Not the words, the formal words, black on white, in the siddur. Not even the extra words of Hallel that we say during these days. Not even the beautiful Yutim and Pesmonim that we're singing of Maoz Tzur and Eres Halalu. But Tzohar Tasa Lateva, to bring light into our words. There's nothing like light that dispels darkness. And in a world of falsehood, of confusion, a world of distraction and chaos and ideas that sometimes threaten to undermine us, to overtake us, these waves. We enter into our ark, and from the inside out, with a simple word of truth, we light a candle. We light a fire. A real word between us and Hashem. To talk to Hashem in our own words. There's something so powerful sitting by these lights, by these candles. We see how these lights are flickering, yearning, striving. Let it be that it awakens in us the belief that we too can illuminate. That with a simple word of truth, a real word to Hashem, we can also create Tzohar Tasa Lateva. We can also create light wherever we are. And it's very good to be inspired by guest speakers, and it's very good to be inspired by Bali Tfilo, who play guitar, incredible band, and great programming, beautiful tiulim, and chasadim that you're involved in, and from your rabbeim, from your parents, and from reading books, and from hearing shiurim. It's very beautiful, it's very powerful to have a light shining in through the window. But the first things first, ner ishu beiso. Now is the time of your life, of our lives, where we're building up from the inside out what our homes are going to look like. We're drawing strength from these lights to strengthen our core, inside out. Yehuda Avner, Zechono Levracha, was one of Menachem Begin's most trusted advisors. He was his right-hand man in many public affairs. Chagid, a great leader, a great orator. Anybody read The Prime Ministers? Right, it's a book. The movie, The Prime Ministers? Anyways, Yehuda Avner, Zichrono Livracha, had the opportunity on behalf of Menachem Begin, great leader of Israel, to represent the state of Israel's interests abroad, in England, in Ireland, other countries, the United Nations. And he was also Menachem Begin's specific emissary, Shaliach, to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he would visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe and discuss all matters of national security, matters of politics, education. On behalf of Menachem Begin, he'd go back and forth, bring messages. And in fact, he met the Rebbe with Begin a couple of times. One time, Yehuda Avner was there by himself, and he had yechidus with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He went lefnai v'lefnim. And the conversation went for hours, till very, very late at night. He was sitting with the Manig Hador, the Nasi Hador, Jew who took responsibility for the entire generation. There's no one who taught Torah to as many Jews, who has enabled and is enabling as many Jews in Torah and mitzvos as the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Rebbe sat with him for hours. And they spoke about matters, national and personal. At the end of their conversation, as it was literally approaching dawn, Yehuda Avner asked a personal question, a personal eitz of the Rebbe, about himself. And the Rebbe pointed to the shelf in the room, and he called Yehuda Avner's attention to the shelf, and he said, "What do you see over there on that shelf?" Yehuda Avner looked over to his left, and he saw that there was a candle. He said, "Rebbe, there's a candle. Oh, one of like a little glass cup, it was like a Yahrzeit candle or something." He said, "Rebbe, there's a candle." The Rebbe said, No. It's not a candle. It's a glass jar with wax and the wick. That's not a candle." Avner looked at him and said, "Well, it looks like a candle." He said, "No, it's not a candle." He said, "When a flame is brought to the wick and it ignites it, and the wax burns, and it gives off light, and it fulfills its purpose, that's when it becomes a candle. Right now, it's just wax, a wick, inside of a kli, inside of a vessel." Yehuda Avner looked like he understood, and the Rebbe looked him in the eye and said, "Do you understand? The wax is the body, and the wick represents the soul. And the fire that ignites it, that helps it fulfill its potential, and makes it into a candle, is the fire of Torah and mitzvos. Do you understand?" So Yehuda Avner looked and said, "Rebbe, yes, I understand." And as he was about to take leave of the Rebbe, he asked, "So Rebbe, tell me, did the Rebbe light my candle? Did the Rebbe light me up?" The Rebbe looked at him and said, No. Only you can light your candle. Aval masarti lecha sagafru. But I handed you the match. And it's your job to light your candle. There's a way of opening up a window and receiving light, inspiration from the public domain to the inside. Chanukah is a time where we're inside shining outward, and we're going outward and shining further. But then there's also something called an Evan Yikara, where every single one of us is able to access a very deep place inside of ourselves that's light. A Jew is fire. When we found that Pach Shemen and lit the menorah of Chanukah, we are illuminating ourselves. The Vilna Gaon says that the three parts of a candle, ner, ptil, shemen, the ner, which means the vessel, the ptil, which is the wick, and the shemen, the fuel, is the letters of nefesh. When we light these Chanukah candles, when we sit by them, and we're enjoying their glow, we're basking and being inspired in their glow, it's a soul glow. It's an inside out, sohar tasa l'teva. Let's open our hearts. Continue being led in these beautiful nagunim, but know that this is just the ignition. This is just the match that's being handed to us. It's for us to light ourselves. A couple of words to Hashem in our own words tonight, in the midst of the dancing, in the midst of the dveikus of the singing, to whisper a couple of words to Hashem. I want to be more. I want to do more. Hashem, I'm with you. Hashem, show me a sign. Open my heart. Draw me closer to you. Give me strength. Help me believe in myself. Help me with my learning. Help me with my midos. Beino lebein kono, tzohar tasa lateva. Let's take advantage of these incredible moments in this beautiful ark, inside of this beautiful teva that's shining so bright. And if we do it strong enough, we strengthen our neri shubeso, there's no question that the light will shine out from the window, illuminate all of the world. Understand what it means to be Meir Es HaOlam, to illuminate the world. Torah and Masim Tovim. We understand what it means to illuminate the world with Limud HaTorah and with Masim Tovim, with actions of mitzvos. Ki Ner Mitzvah. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Torah is called light, mitzvahs illuminate the world. We understand that when a yid learns Torah, it generates holiness, brings light to a dark world. When a Jew does a mitzvah, we connect ourselves to Hashem, and we illuminate the world. So this tefillah is a beautiful tefillah that's traditionally composed and recited by mothers, by women, or by the Shabbos candles, asking they should raise children, that we should be raised Chachamim, Nevonim, we should be wise, we should understand. We should have Yirat Shamayim. We should be involved with Midas Tovos, with Torah, and Mitzvos Kiner, Mitzvah Torah Or. But what does it mean to be Meir Es HaOlam, B'chol Melechas Avodas HaBore? All the different things that we do to serve God, there's Torah and there's Mitzvos. What else? Says Reb Mata Frank, one of the great mashpiyim of our generation. Says Reb Mata, there are times when a Jew learns Torah. Koveya itim l'Torah. Every day a Jew learns Torah. A little bit, a lot. And right now, the majority of your days and nights are spent learning Torah. Ashrecha, v'in yeshiva. There's Masim Tovim, there's mitzvos. We have 613. Some we do, some we refrain. Certain mitzvos we do at certain times. Certain mitzvos are meant for Kohanim, some for Levim, some for women, some for men. But then there's other times. The Jew is going to work. He's in the office. He's in traffic. Running errands. We're involved in our day-to-day dira b'tachtonim, working in the shuk life. A Jew has to know, every single one of us has to know, that whether or not we're engaged in specific frontal learning of Torah, or we're holding a lulav, eating a piece of matzah, sitting in a sukkah, benching over Shabbos meal, wearing a pair of tzitzis at that moment, there's a way to be Meir Es HaOlam, to illuminate the world, Chol Melechas Avodas HaBore, with everything that we're doing. If we know that Hashem is with us and that we're with Hashem, then every single moment of our life is dvikus. Every single moment of our life can be channeling God consciousness, awareness, and closeness. And that's what we're asking for here. Chanukah is different than other days. Chanukah, we could light our candles wherever we are. Lamata me'asara, and our weekday clothes and our work clothes, straight from the office, straight from work. We do malacha all day. And then at the end of the day we say, I was marba kvod shemayim today. Today I was with Hashem. And I'm lighting my candles wherever I am. And I'm believing that what I'm doing is meiris ha'olam. Chanukah is illuminating, reminding us that everything that a Jew does, we do it with a little bit of an awareness of who we are. That a Yid is a chelek elokam imal mamish. That we manifest the divine. That a Jew is a ben melech. And everything we're doing is meiris ha'olam. There's ner mitzvah, there's Torah or. There's Torah and masim tovim. And then there's something more expansive. B'chol d'rachecha da'ehu. That every moment of our lives, every expression, every choice, every place we go, and everything we do, when we're awake or when we're sleeping, when we're eating, when we're doing our day-to-day physical functions in the mundane world, we can be meir ha'olam, and we can be illuminating the world. That's what we're asking for.
Oh,